WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after six. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another public-private partnership is being proposed by the Texas A&M system. Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says developers have until the end of the month to submit their ideas for combining early childhood care with a senior living complex.
The positive impact that it will have to advance elderly care and research and geriatric studies and intergenerational learning and educational techniques, not only through the Brazos Valley region, but across Texas and likely globally.
Ray says this will involve A&M students from multiple disciplines.
We'll have our medical students, nursing students, you know, out of college education. We have student teacher, intern opportunities, student worker opportunities, student observers and teachers, and, you know, the vet med students. You bring out their traveling, kind of their pet program for some of the assisted living folks or some of the children in the daycare and learning center.
Proposed locations are the University Services Complex, which many still call the former TI building east of Veterans Park, and or system property across Texas Avenue from Cafe Excel. How does one member of the College Station City Council come up with $206 million to pay for unfunded capital projects?
Personally, I'm open to virtually any alternative that makes good sense.
Jerome Rutrick, who was the first to appear on our show after a council discussion of where to find the money, says one future source is bringing in businesses being recruited by the city's economic development director.
She is certainly working with various companies, and I don't really want to go into any names because they're still maybes, but she is looking at all other than just nail shops. She is looking at all kinds of businesses and names, frankly, that are national names that everybody would recognize.
Rutrick says the city is in the process of extending infrastructure to city-owned property that makes the land ready to build. The U.S. House passed three bills last week dealing with health insurance since the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says one affects veterans.
Under Obamacare, veterans were forced to be stuck in the VA health care system. What we're doing that allows veterans to make a choice between being covered by the American Health Care Act provisions or being covered by the VA health plan, whichever they view as best for themselves.
Another bill allows individuals who have recently lost their jobs to qualify for the tax credits established under the American Health Care Act to help pay for COBRA. If you're considering a run for city council or school board in the Twin Cities, the filing period starts July 24th. Those considering a run for College Station City Council can find out more during a public meeting a week from tomorrow.
Tuesday, June 27th, we have our City Council 101. So council places 1, 3, and 5 will be at stake in the November 7th election.
City spokesman Jay Sokol says more information is online at cstx.gov. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 73 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning in 610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine. We'll see that develop today, though there could be a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs are going to be 90 to 95 today. Going to be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they're going to be very close to 95 tomorrow afternoon. It's clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. Wednesday, we're going to see sunshine. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon, anywhere from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs move on to an elimination game against TCU after falling to Louisville in the College World Series. Meanwhile, the Bombers fell to the Generals on the road but return home to Nutrabolt tonight to face the Marshals. And the Stros and the Rangers lost their final games of their series with the Red Sox and the Mariners. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was all me. I thought, what the heck? Let's see how fast Chelsea can run down here. I mean, I hit the intro. What the heck? You want me to turn up more? Yeah, turn up the volume in your room or something?
What? Okay.
The very idea.
That's a lot of work.
I know. And, you know, because I'm going, I can't hear her, and I'm looking over here at the...
Well, I'm glad you couldn't hear me, because I probably sounded pretty awkward.
Hello?
Scott?
Is this thing on? Yeah. Yeah, I'm punching buttons, and I'm twisting knobs.
And I am, too, because I'm like, what do I not have on?
And then I hear her sprinting down the hall. We're not in the same rooms, in case you didn't know that. And sprinting down the hall, I'm going... Oh, wait, I didn't turn that up right there. Oh, and it's right then that I wave to her. And then, of course, stupidly, I leave it turned up so we can hear her coming back into the room and putting on her headphones.
Oh.
So anyway.
Hey, it's Monday, but we're here. We're here. We're
That's
alive.
Right. We are here. And
let's hope this is an indicator of the rest of the show.
And the fact is that we don't have to work outside today.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you heard the end of the Wall Street Journal, America's First News, they're talking about how people are flocking out to Death Valley because they want to feel what 115 or 17 or 24 feels like.
Oh, go sit in a sauna.
Yeah.
And then step out.
And, of course, it's a dry heat, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's just, you know, it's
more like being in an oven than a sauna.
Yeah, here would be a sauna. There, it's just... an oven.
There, it's just uncomfortable. Yeah.
Anyway, I did find that air conditioning is a wonderful thing. However, let me go to the weather forecast for later this week, because they're saying, tonight we're going to have northeasterly winds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then tomorrow, the high's 94 with northeasterly winds, and then Wednesday it's 95 with northeasterly winds. Now, granted, they're only like 5 to 10 miles an hour, but I guess that's better than the southerly winds we'd get, which would make it even more humid. And they're not saying anything actually today about the heat index. Today is the coolest day of the week, by the way. So if you want to go ahead and get out there and get that axe and take that tree down that you'd been thinking about,
today's the day.
With today being just 93. So anyway, all right. From Oxnard, California, police are calling it grand theft. Avocado.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, three produce company workers have been arrested in the theft of up to $300,000 worth of avocados at a street value of $300,000.
That's what happens when the price goes up on avocados.
That's right. You know, a year ago, this would have only been $150,000 worth of avocados. Anyhow, 38-year-old Joseph Venezuela, 28-year-old Carlos Chavez, we don't care how old they are, and Ramon LeBlanc, each charged with grand theft of fruit and being held in jail at $250,000 bond. It is unclear whether they have attorneys. Detectives began investigating the suspects back in May after receiving a tip that they were conducting unauthorized cash sales of avocados from a ripening facility in the city of Oxnard. The company estimated the avocado loss about $300,000. We take these kind of tests very seriously. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, but you say avocado and you start thinking party, let's put on the sombrero, let's have a good time.
Pretty serious
business.
Pick up the
margaritas and all that. Well, and that's the other thing is you got to move them pretty quickly because after they've been in the...
True.
In the facility, the ripening facility, they do go ahead and ripen up.
Oh, yeah. Real quick.
And, you know, the thing is, after they're spoiled, there's not a lot you can do.
Right.
Because you never heard of anybody making avocado bread, right?
And nobody wants brown guacamole.
They do not. It won't work. Not there. Okay.
Info.
Mation.
And you can't pawn it off on anybody.
No.
Nope.
Yep. Hey, want to buy some avocados?
Let's talk about street cred in jail. Hey, man, what are you in for? Yeah.
I got some premium avocados, man.
Yeah, I did cottos. Yeah. Okay. Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
Hey, good morning. 617, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. June 19th it is. It's Monday. It's day 170. Got 195 of them to go. It's National Martini Day.
Okay.
All right.
And I remember, you know, thinking, wow, martini, that'd be really cool. You know, when I grow up, I'll have a martini.
Uh-huh. No, not a fan.
Then you had one.
Not a fan.
Oh, I like martinis.
Well, you know, they do a lot of different things to them now.
Right.
Which is good. I think it helps. My first thought was turpentine. I just went, wow, this is sophisticated.
That's
huh?
to get when you mix gin and olive juice.
Well, that's it. Well,
yeah.
Again, when you, because like most people who start drinking probably too early, you know, you drink something sweet in the beginning.
Sure.
That's what you try that, and then you might move on to something else, but man.
Just start with something like Zima.
Yeah. Hey, saw Zima in the store the other day.
I did too.
Nice. All right.
I didn't buy it, but I saw it.
Well, and for to make the allure greater, they have limited edition
on
there.
Of course.
Okay. Well, that's what I was
thinking. But you know, with martinis, anything that comes with food or a snack,
yeah.
I'm a big fan
of. Okay, and I agree. I understand. Yeah, let me have seven olives, huh?
Yeah.
What? What are we doing
here?
Can
I get some extra olives?
It's an olives carrier.
Extra dirty.
That's right. It's a National Kissing Day. You probably need to ask permission first.
Probably.
It's Garfield the Cat Day, anniversary of that comic strip showing up. Hey, it is Eat an Oreo Day.
All right. Does a Hydrox count?
Yeah, probably should. Doesn't mix with the martini thing.
No.
They ought to have a drink a glass of milk day to go along with that.
Yeah.
Ride your motorcycle to work day.
Okay, all
if you
right.
have one, I guess you can certainly do that. It's sauntering day. Sauntering
day. I do that every day.
Yeah, and Juneteenth. Yeah. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Paul Dano is 33. He played Brian Wilson, the younger version of Brian Wilson in the movie Love and Mercy. Mm-hmm. He was also in Little Miss Sunshine and 12 Years a Slave. Macklemore is 34.
Oh, yeah, rapper dude.
Yeah. Am I saying it right, or is it Macklemore? I've heard people pronounce it both ways.
You know, you're asking the wrong person. I know that's a shock, but yeah, you are.
I thought he was your fave. Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Zoe Saldana is 39.
Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar. And Uhura in the new Star Trek movies for Mr. Downs there. Dirk Nowitzki is 39.
Dirk.
Yeah.
Doing pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Robin Tooney is 45. She was on The Mentalist, and she was also back in the day in The Craft.
Okay.
She was the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Mia Sara is 50. She was Sloane in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
And
sure.
She's been in some other stuff since then. Paula Abdul is 55.
Wow, where has she been?
Man.
I don't know.
Maybe they're calling her as a backup for American Idol judges.
Yeah, she apparently got fired by Simon Cowell on The X Factor. I guess she was there for a little bit. But yeah, Mark DeBarge is 58. He was the trumpet player and sax player in DeBarge.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen Turner is 63.
Oh, my. Okay.
She's been in a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Ann Wilson is 67 from Heart, was the singer, one of them. Felicia Rashad is 69, played Claire Huxtable for us on the Cosby Show. And Salman Rushdie is 70.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. And she's been in our studio, Laura Ingram. Happy birthday to her.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, she'd be 54. She's apparently not fun to work with. Work for. based on the way she treated her people when she was here. But
just
an observation. That's all. All right, 6:21.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, June 24th features Corey Morrow with guest Cameron Nelson. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase that Saturday, June 24th at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, it's clear the so-called tolerant left has become completely unhinged since Donald Trump was elected. So last week, since the horrific political assassination attempt on Republican lawmakers in Virginia, what did we learn? That at least three other incidents where Trump supporters and Republicans have been threatened or attacked. On the same day as the GOP baseball practice shooting, well, shots were fired at a truck carrying a Make America Great Again flag and an American flag that was in Indiana. Also within hours of the GOP baseball practice shooting, Republican Representative Claudia Tenney of New York received an email threat that read, one down, 216 to go. Now, suspicious packages with white powdery substances were also sent to the home of Republican House candidate Karen Handel. And yeah, so much for the party of peace and love and kumbaya. I told you it was a crock.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." This plain language is inspired of God. If you don't believe in God, then you're a fool. As Romans chapter 1, verse 20 declares, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his external power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Yes, there is no excuse for not believing in God, because the evidence is all around. Trees, oceans, mountains, clouds, stars, and animals of every type, the human body, etc. Some amazing design plans the existence of a creator. See Psalm 19. The Bible Minute is a work of the BCS Church of Christ located on Highway 30. Find out more information at bcschurchofchrist.com. That's bcschurchofchrist.com.
Be sure to check out Baked or Fried, where you can build your own spud. It's not just good, but great.
Springtime's here, and that means it's spring cleaning time. But if your vacuum isn't working correctly, then spring cleaning becomes springtime nightmare. But never fear, because Sovac City's here. Sovac City can work on almost any vacuum, and we have thousands of parts in stock. We can help make your vacuum just like new again. Sovac City also has bags, belts, filters for most any vacuum, so stop by Sovac City today and let us get rid of those cleaning nightmares. Sovac City on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Well, anybody who's been in a relationship can tell you that they can be tough sometimes, but if you're taking steps like this just to get a little alone time, maybe you ought to think about a different relationship. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Well, back in September, a 71-year-old guy named Lawrence Ripple robbed a bank in Kansas City, Kansas, then sat down in the lobby and waited for the cops to arrest him. Well, that seems strange, right? Well, once he was in custody, he explained that he wanted to go to jail. Why? Because it was better than living with his wife, he said. He actually wrote the robbery note in front of her before he left the house to hammer home how miserable she made him. But this entire plan just backfired big time, because last Tuesday, a federal judge sentenced him to 50 hours of community service and 6 months of house arrest. So instead of jail, he'll have to stay at home with his wife. He could have gotten 3 years in prison for it, but he's never been in trouble before. He told the judge he wasn't himself that day and was depressed after a recent quadruple bypass surgery, which, you know, is a pretty good excuse for emotional outbursts, but not for robbing a bank. His wife was in court with him on Tuesday, so apparently they worked things out. But if they haven't, the next 6 months might be a little rough. Good luck to you, Lawrence. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning at 627, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide insurance agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High temperature today, only 93. This may be the least hot day all week long, as a matter of fact. We do have a slight chance that some showers may be popping up, and the winds will turn to the north this afternoon. And tonight we'll be down to about 75 or so. And then 94 for a high temperature on Tuesday. But get a load of this, Tuesday night and Wednesday night, we'll be down around 72 or so. So that will be nice. It does warm up pretty significantly. We get up to 96 or so later on in the week, but we have north winds at least the first 4 days, and a chance of pop-up showers at the end of the week, but that's a long way away from right now. We've got winds out of the southeast right now. It's 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and 73.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs, new and certified pre-owned, at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the Summer Fun Sales Event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Alphabet's Google will implement more measures to identify and remove terrorist or violent extremist content on its video sharing platform YouTube. Google says it will take a tougher position on videos containing supremacist or inflammatory religious content by issuing a warning and not monetizing or recommending them for user endorsements, even if they do not clearly violate its policies. The company will also employ more engineering resources and increase its use of technology to help identify extremist videos. Investor Land and Buildings is pushing the parent of Saks Fifth Avenue to consider alternatives, including possibly taking the company private or redeveloping its vast real estate holdings, in the latest sign of the challenges facing the department store industry. Land and Buildings, which has accumulated a stake of about 4.3% in Hudson's Bay Company, says Hudson's real estate is worth four times the stock price. Hudson's also owns Lord & Taylor. On Wall Street, futures pointing to big gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. At least one member of the College Station City Council sees a continuation of the governing body making decisions on financing capital projects instead of seeking voter approval.
I would prefer if we could have bond elections to have the citizens vote on things. But quite frankly, you know, we had a bond election several years ago to do a bunch of things that I think were important that were turned down.
Councilman Jerome Rectorick on our show says one way or the other, the city needs to keep up with the continuing population increase.
Citizens typically do not come unless something affects their direct neighborhood. You know, if it's in your neighborhood, then I'm not coming. So I think we need to somehow get citizens more involved with the city government.
Rectorick says he doesn't know how to engage citizens more, but they're always welcome to speak at council meetings. Before the end of the month, the Texas A&M system will have proposals from developers interested in creating a combination of senior living and early childhood facilities.
When it comes to the residential component, that will be open to the public. When you get to the children's daycare and learning center, the thought now is, based on just anecdotally what's going on at the Becky Gates Center over on the A&M campus, we'll likely have a priority enrollment for Texas A&M University employees and likely system employees.
Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says the proposed public-private partnership will have educational components from multiple A&M colleges. One idea is to have medical students take care of children who get sick.
They could be observed around the clock throughout the day by HSC nurses, medical doctors, medical students in training. We could send email updates to the parents. The HSC personnel could dispense medicines as approved by the parents.
The system has land for two possible locations across Texas Avenue from Cafe Excel and or the University Services Complex east of Veterans Park, which many still call the former TI building. Three bills dealing with health insurance since the repeal and replacement of Obamacare have been passed by the U.S. House. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says one bill allows individuals who have lost their jobs to qualify for tax credits established under the American Health Care Act to help pay for COBRA.
That's something that's not available under Obamacare today. So this is something that, again, puts choice back into families so that they can get the health care they want. So if they want to keep their employer-provided coverage through COBRA, then they can use the tax credits to pay for that.
A second bill gives veterans the choice of being covered by the VA health plan or the American Health Care Act. And Flores says the third bill ensures that the eligibility of all individuals is verified prior to receiving federal financial support to purchase health insurance. The city of College Station has announced its annual meeting for anyone thinking about filing for city council in this November's election.
If you're interested in running and you would like to know before you're elected what all is involved with that, what the restrictions are and the requirements and so forth, this would be a great time to learn about that. So again, it's June 27th, 6 o'clock, City Hall, Council Chambers. We've got information on the website, cstx.gov.
City spokesman Jay Sokol says there are three council positions open in this year's election. The filing period for council and school board positions in the Twin Cities begins July 24th. While the filing season has not started for this year, there is already a candidate for a statewide office next year. The state Democratic Party's former finance chairman, Mike Collier of Houston, has announced running for lieutenant governor in 2018.
If we really want to break up this Republican country club frat boy animal house they call Texas government, we not only have to run against them, but we got to beat them, which is why I'm running against Dan Patrick.
Collier lost his bid to become state comptroller in 2014 to Glenn Hager. The legal battle over the state's new anti-sanctuary city law has become a bit clearer. That's after the state of Texas withdrew its preemptive lawsuit filed in Austin, designed to defend the new law.
The state filed the suit back in May against Austin, Travis County, and the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
It was filed by the state of Texas in the hopes of getting an early declaration that SB 4 is legal.
MALDEF's Nina Perales described the state's legal challenge as inappropriate.
Texas isn't suffering any injury and so cannot sue Travis County, Austin, or particularly MALDEF for relief.
The state will next defend the law in a San Antonio federal court on June 26th. That's where El Paso, San Antonio, Lauderdale, Austin, and Travis County are trying to block it. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A variety of lane closures await motorists using the FM-60, FM-2018 exit this week. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports installation of new storm sewer pipes is the reason for closures between 8:30 and 4:30 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. This is another part of the construction of the new diverging Diamond Interchange near Easterwood Airport. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 73 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment. Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. America's Country Store, Sabi Boutique, Marriott Homes, and Coldwell Banker Acton Realtors. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Through some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business, for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partial sun develops today. A brief shower or thunderstorm may pop up later today. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows 70 to 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs, they're going to be right around 95. Generally clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Will turn sunny and warm for Wednesday. Highs are probably going to be 95 to 100, and the heat will continue to build across the area Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs fell to Louisville in the College World Series. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the loss. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at the other CWS games and who will be playing who going forward. And Brooks Koepka won big at the U.S. Open. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, it's like who? Who won?
Yep.
Who?
Brooks.
Man.
My fave.
Well, that's the deal. I mean, nobody knows anybody anymore. And the thing is, that's important for golf. Any sport, any professional sport, you kind of have to have a poster child there. You have to have a face that everybody recognizes. And
there were some of those faces, you know, kind of towards the top of the pack. But Brooks came out big.
Brooks could be one of those guys.
He's sponsored by Michelob Ultra.
So there, that ought to work. But the deal is, if the casual fan who you want to turn into the person who says, yes, I would like to watch golf, then the first five names better be people who you've at least heard of or know or follow or whatever. And, you know, it's been that way for 50 years that there'd be somebody out there. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, after Tiger, And Phil, there really hasn't been anybody who's had staying power.
Because Jordan had that really great year.
Right.
And then he's, you know, and he still, you know, finishes close to the top occasionally. But, yeah, he kind of quieted down after,
And he's what, like he's 24 or 20? It's not like he's washed up or anything.
Yeah. And Brooks is 27. Yeah. He's not, you know, I mean, he's kind of one of the younger guys, too. But, yeah.
But, you know, Rory was big a couple of years ago, and he's had a problem. Of course, Phil backed out of decided not to be in the U.S. Open because he wanted to go to his daughter's graduation, which is cool.
That's cool.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But golf needs to have a star out there, and they don't have one.
But the amateur who plays for A&M, his name is Cam. Uh-huh. He placed 32nd overall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he had a really good weekend.
Good thing for him.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up in sports too.
Wonderful. it is. It's this is a time when golf can talk a little bit. Yeah. They got a little stuff going on. The NBA's finally over, and we don't have to talk about it anymore, which is good. And then, of course, the baseball.
That's
a little problematic yesterday. Yeah. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about the wonderful world of politics. Sure.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, this is the time of year because, you know, the politicians are kind of laying low. They don't want to try to do too much before their next break comes up.
True.
You know, because then when the break comes up, then they're sure not doing anything. But basically, here's where things stand as far as the Trump agenda legislatively. When it comes to health care, could be a pivotal week for Republicans in the Senate. They're trying to make some headway on the health care overhaul deal. And if there is going to be a vote on the health care bill before they leave for the 4th of July break, that would mean it needs to happen next week. So they have to craft that. 2018 budget gets more behind every day, so got that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold your breath for any kind of a tax bill or infrastructure legislation that the president wants. Trump can chalk up one achievement this week. That's the VA, and of course we heard Representative Flores talking about that. They're making some changes there, so there's some reforms. So if that's enough to keep you happy, then boy, they're just working their butts off in Washington, so good for them. In the meantime, I don't know. I thought we probably knew this, but the University of Texas and the Texas Tribune does a poll on different stuff. We mm-hmm. had the results last week. They were talking about how Texans like Trump, even though a lot of the nation doesn't. Well, they asked about the bathroom bill. And while it's important to the legislature and has been for the first half of the year, only 44% of the state's voters say it is very important, to 26% according to the Texas Tribune's poll. So in other words, 44% say it's really important, 47% say it's not important, and 9% said, no telling.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Of course, during the regular session, lawmakers considered but did not pass legislation that would regulate transgender Texans using public bathrooms. The debate over the issue is going into overtime, as the governor did add that. Now, when you start splitting it along party lines, it becomes kind of interesting because it's important to 70% of Tea Party voters.
Oh.
That may tell you what's driving Dan Patrick in this.
Yeah.
33% of Democrats, 54% of Republicans say the bathroom bill is important. But the other thing that was rather interesting is hearing some folks talking about Texas politics yesterday. If for any reason the governor was concerned about Dan Patrick sneaking up on him to maybe take the governor's mansion, actually, Greg Abbott is the most popular Republican politician in elective office right now.
Wow.
Basically twice as popular as Dan Patrick. So
okay.
At least for now, as it stands, it would appear that Mr. Patrick maybe wants to just stay where he is as lieutenant governor. not sure. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anything else, guys? Anything?
Nothing.
Yeah, we haven't had any tweets this morning.
Oh, I hate that.
I know. But, you know, he had his happy Father's Day from the White House.
Oh, good.
He does have these. So there's these two women. They go by Diamond and Silk.
Okay.
They're these two African-American women.
All right.
And this is their bio on their Twitter. President Donald J. Trump's most outspoken and loyal supporters, vloggers, public figures and speakers, internet, radio and TV personality. And they basically just post these videos of them talking about how great Donald Trump is. And every once in a while, he'll retweet them and they've got pictures with him. They must show up to his rallies and stuff. So he recently retweeted one of their posts about him. But yeah, just kind of an interesting follower.
You know, when you said their names were Diamond and Silk, somehow I thought they were in the entertainment industry.
Diamond and Silk, and it's trademarked. They're verified, okay. so they're legit. But okay. You know, their last video was about the media says the president should stop tweeting about Russia. Well, why don't the media take their own advice and stop talking about it?
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. I'll watch for them. Then.
Yes, watch for Diamond and Silk.
Got it.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville. Hey, thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for 6 years in a row. Please vote for us again this year. You can find our link at TXTraders.com. Shop local. Online.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kyrus Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kyrus. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyrus. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I've never been a flamboyant person. When I go to parties, I'm usually sitting around the wall somewhere and proud to be there, quietly enjoying my time. Well, we have some flowers that are that way too. They don't just knock you over with runaway color, but they're there always doing their thing, dependable as all get out. Turk's Cap is a long-proven native winner in that category. I'll be back with details of Turk's Cap right after this message. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Insect Control is a season-long protection against insects without spraying. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results you want. There's no spraying. You just mix it and pour. Fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control kills insects and prevents new infestations. It's also rainproof. Read the label for specific insects. Fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control is specially formulated for more than 100 fruit, vegetable, and citrus plants. It will treat up to 640 square feet of vegetables or 9 fruit trees. It protects fruit and citrus trees, including apple, peach, and more. Vegetables, including tomato, pepper, cucumbers, herbs, and more, vine fruits such as strawberries, blueberries, grape, and more. Check the label for a complete list of plants. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center and visit BayerAdvanced.com for money-saving offers. Bayer Advanced, get more from the blue bottle. Read and follow label directions. BayerAdvanced.com. You don't find a lot of native Texas perennial flowers that are as willing as Turk's Cap to make the move into our landscapes. Turk's Cap, a close relative of all types of hibiscus, grows wild from the eastern half of Texas, across the Gulf South, and into Cuba. But it's also one of our finest shade and part shade perennials in southern landscapes as well. Botanically, the plant is Malva viscus arboreus variety drummondii. Got all that? Common name comes from the tubular flowers that never completely unfurl, looking instead like the headwear for which they're named. The flowers vary in size from 1 to 2 inches or larger depending on the variety. Flower colors include the most common bright red, also pink, and white. Its leaves are dark green, but variegated selections are also sold. The stems grow to be 2 to 4 feet tall, sometimes 5 feet, depending again on variety and moisture. Turk's cap establishes in large clumps. Each plant will send up many stems each spring, and flowers will be born all summer and fall. It makes its best display when planted in clusters or sweeps on 18-inch centers from 6-inch or 1-gallon pots in the springtime. Allow it to remain in place and undisturbed for several years, and the clumps will mass together for a lovely backdrop to the rest of your shade or part shade perennial plantings. Now, in my experience with this great plant dating clear back to my growing up days in College Station, I've most commonly seen Turk's cap growing in large beds beneath shade trees. That's how it grows in nature, whether in the shadows of oak motts or along stream banks. There are a couple of interesting side notes when the subject of Turk's cap comes up. It's one of the most attractive nectar flowers for hummingbirds that we grow here in Texas. If for that reason alone, it's well worth including it in your landscape the next chance that you get, and that could be as soon as this weekend. Somehow, the hummingbirds find the nectar through all the confusion of petals, and you'll certainly be aware of when they're around. Also, the plant's namesake, Thomas Drummond, was a Hall of Famer plant taxonomist when it comes to the myriad native Texas plants that he found and identified. He was born in Scotland, but he came to Texas as a young man and spent his career cataloging native Texas species. More than 750 plants, 150 birds. I'm Neil Sperry. Ground cover facts to consider before planting in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, a 5-run second inning sealed the deal for Louisville as the Aggies dropped an 8-4 decision to the Cardinals Sunday afternoon at TD Ameritrade Park. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Certainly a hard-fought game on both sides. You know, very proud of our guys finding themselves down 5-0 after 2. And from that point on, you have to be perfect to have a chance to beat McKay and to beat a team like Louisville, and we certainly had a shot. I mean, we got it to within one and had some opportunities along the way. We just weren't able to be good enough on the mound to have a shot.
Freshman Braden Shoemake says he's still proud of his fellow Ags.
I think offensively there in the first inning, us not being able to push any across with the middle of our lineup up really hurt. But like at the end of the day, we put up a couple runs there against one of the best arms in the country, so you can't really complain.
The Maroon and White return to action tomorrow when they face TCU in an elimination game at 1 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Well, the Aggies will be playing TCU after Florida posted its first College World Series shutout since 1991 with a 3-0 win. Florida pitcher Alex Fajedo retired 10 in a row before turning the game over to closer Michael Byrne to start the eighth. Fajedo was the Detroit Tigers' first-round draft pick this month. Elsewhere, Greg Diekman drove in the go-ahead run during a wild eighth inning, and LSU won its 17th straight game with a 5-4 victory over Florida State in the College World Series. The Tigers advanced to a Bracket 1 winner's game against Oregon tonight. Meanwhile, the Seminoles play Cal State Fullerton in an elimination game. In the TCL, the Brazos Valley Bombers fell to the Victoria Generals in a road game yesterday, 13-3. Here's Skip Trey Porras on the loss.
Pitching really sets the tone. I thought Ross battled through some of what wasn't his A stuff and try to keep us in the ballgame as best he could. Unfortunately, they were able to come through with some hits on him, and they found some green in the outfield and put pressure on us. When you're down and on the road, you need somebody to step up and kind of, you know, push the tide in your favor. You can't just tread water. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that.
The Bombers return home to Nutrabolt tonight to take on the Texas Marshals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, Xander Bogaerts went deep twice for his first multi-homer game of his career and had 4 RBIs to lead the Boston Red Sox to a 6-5 win over the Houston Astros. The Astros look to bounce back as they begin a fresh 4-game series with the A's in Oakland tonight. First pitch is at 9:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Kyle Seager drove in 3 runs with 3 doubles. Christian Bergman pitched effectively into the 6th inning, and the Seattle Mariners beat the Texas Rangers 7-3. The Rangers start a new series with the Blue Jays tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one's at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game over on the Zone as well. In the NFL, Browns rookie defensive end and Aggie Myles Garrett has a sprained left foot, but the top overall draft pick is expected to be ready for training camp next month. Garrett got hurt at the end of Wednesday's practice, but the Browns waited 3 days to provide an update. The team said Garrett was seen by a foot specialist who confirmed a lateral foot sprain. Garrett signed a four-year, $30.4 million contract last month. And out on the links, Brooks Koepka carded three straight birdies on the back nine and closed with a 5-under-67 to win the U.S. Open by four strokes over Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama at Erin Hills. Texas A&M's Cameron Champ ended play in a tie for 32nd place. Koepka's 16-under total ties the U.S. Open record set by Rory McIlroy and gives him his first major championship. Justin Thomas shot a 75 to finish eight shots back after his record-setting 9-under-63 on Saturday. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months.
Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
CHI St. Joseph reached out to HealthSouth, the leading provider of inpatient rehabilitation services across the nation, to bring expertise and their comprehensive multidisciplinary team approach to the Brazos Valley. HealthSouth provides in-home or doctor's office assessments and admits patients 7 days a week to their 49-bed hospital and has the distinction of being the only inpatient rehabilitation hospital within an 80-mile radius. HealthSouth, helping you get home safer, healthier, happier, and independent. 979-213-4300.
Couple of minutes still. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Cincinnati Reds honored Pete Rose with a sculpture outside their home ballpark Saturday. Why now?
I don't know.
Yeah, the figure of him sliding headfirst into base. Rose joined seven other figures from the Reds similarly honored. Good thing he feels, quote, honored to be on the same block with these guys, end quote. Because he ain't making it to Cooperstown, which again is, you know, kind of crazy,
unfortunate,
and just keeps going too.
And fine job on the sports today, Brad. But you probably missed the biggest story,
and
the NHL draft is this week.
Of course,
didn't know that, did you?
What's that sport again?
Neither did I. Yeah, it's the NHL draft, and I don't think there's any speculation as to who the lottery picks will be in the NHL draft, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, it'll be Friday, but hey, you only have to wait till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when it'll start here.
Awesome.
So there,
set
for
your
that.
Phones.
You know it. All right, let's do some weather, shall we? Because it's going to be a warm week. But actually, today is the least hot day of the week. 93 is what our high temperature should be today, and actually, tonight around 75 for a low. Tomorrow night, the low will be 72 because we're going to have northerly winds the front half of the week. So, kind of nice. 73 right now. And the weather is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com. 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.